Isn't it how he treats me when we're alone that counts? Signed, Nina.
Dear Glutton for Punishment, he sounds perfect if you like bad people. Why would you want to be with someone who belittles you so that he can feel superior, and especially in front of your friends? Which Ivy League school has a program in public belittlement? Because that's what this guy majored in if he thinks that insulting you in front of your friends is going to make him seem like anything other than an idiot. And why should you care if he treats you better when you're alone? Because it sounds like he can't wait to get you out in public just so he can humiliate you. Dump Mr. Smarty Pants and go get a degree in A Man I Can Be Around My Friends With. From the University of I Like Myself, Greg.
The "but he's just trying to help" excuse.
Dear Greg, I have a boyfriend who really understands what I'm going through. I've always had a weight problem, and I've been battling it my whole life. He's a huge gym rat and is very food conscious. He tells me what I can and can't eat. If I want to cheat, he tells me that it will go straight to my fat ass. He lets me know if I'm putting on weight, but he also tells me when I look good and I'm making progress. I think it's great that he's so understanding of my issue. My friends think he's mean to me. I don't agree. What do you think, Greg? Signed, Nadia.
Dear Weight Watchers, this guy doesn't sound like your personal trainer. He sounds like your personal bully. And to remind you, his job title is actually just personal boyfriend. But he's a clever personal bully. He knows that you feel bad about yourself and leaps to take advantage of that. Bullies prey on people weaker than them, even ones that lift weights every day. It's time you use your quads and hamstrings to run away from him and never come back. Greg. I'm going to comment on the last three together. There's lots of behavior that can be considered abusive that doesn't include being beaten about the head and neck. That includes getting yelled at, being publicly humiliated, or being made to feel fat and unattractive. It's hard to feel worthy of love when someone is going out of their way to make you feel worthless. Being told to get out of these relationships may not work for you. Knowing that you're better than these relationships is the place to start. You are better than these relationships.
The "but now I'm playing in the big leagues" excuse.
Dear Greg, I've been on 3 dates with a guy who's a really great catch. He is a journalist who has an incredibly exciting life. He travels, goes on adventures, and has incredibly interesting observations about it all. He's also really funny. He compliments me and seems to like me and keeps asking me out. He always says he's had a great time with me, but in fact, in the 3 dates we've had together, he actually hasn't asked me one question about myself. He is obviously really into me, otherwise, why would he keep asking me out and telling me how nice I look? Maybe this is what it's like dating exciting guys. He's a great catch, Greg. Signed, Rhonda.
Dear captive audience, you are so lucky to be with such an exciting guy. You get to watch him perform conversational masturbation on you. Hot. He's clearly as impressed with himself as you are. I hate to tell you this, but he's just not that into you. He's into how you look listening to him. When I met my wife, all I wanted to do was ask her questions. How else was I going to know what she was all about? Yes, I liked telling her my story, too. I wanted to impress her with my feats of glory. But it was an even exchange because I thought that she was the catch. When two people are connecting, they hunger for information about each other. A sliver of what life's like when you're not together, a glimpse into their past, a peek into their mind. All in hopes of getting under their skin. This guy sounds like a megalomaniac. At the very least, he should be asking you what kind of underwear you're wearing. Signed, Greg. Remember, you are the catch. They're out to snare you. They are not the tasty little mako that will be so good mesquite grilled in a nice lemon sauce. You are. Well, you know what I mean.
The "he's just finding himself" excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend hasn't had a job in 2 years. He's really sweet and wonderful, but just doesn't know what he wants to do with his life. He DJs every once in a while, but basically, I support him. I work and have a little family money. I know he's really into me. He just needs to figure out what he wants, right?